This is The Wise Man's Page, the only podcast where we read a page of The Wise Man's Fear and then talk about it. This is page 29. Fella smiled at that, reaching out to run her knuckles across the front of the cloak. I'm glad you like it. But, as far as I'm concerned, I still owe you. She bit at her lips nervously, then let her hand drop. Promise me you'll let me know if you change your mind? I promise. She smiled again, then gave a half wave and walked off across the courtyard. Watching her stroll through the crowd was like watching the wind move across the surface of a pond, except instead of casting ripples on the water, the heads of young men turned to watch her as she passed. I was still watching when Willem walked up beside me. "Are you finished with your flirting, then?" he asked. "I wasn't flirting," I said. "You should have been," he said. "What is the point of me waiting politely, not interrupting, if you waste such opportunities?"
"It isn't like that," I said. "She's just friendly."
"Obviously," he said, his rough childish accent making the sarcasm in his voice seem twice as thick. "What did you draw?" I showed him my tile. "You're a day later than me." He held out his tile. "I'll trade you for a jot." I hesitated. "Come now," he said. "It's not as if you can study in the archives like the rest of us." I glared at him. "Your empathy is overwhelming." "I save my empathy for those clever enough to avoid driving the master archivist into a frothing rage," he said. "For folks such as you, I only have a jot in trade. Would you like it or not?"
"I would like 2 jots, I said, scanning the crowd, looking for students with a desperate wildness around their eyes, if I can get them.
Willem narrowed his dark eyes. "A jot and 3 drabs, he said. I looked back at him, eyeing him carefully. "A jot and 3, I said, "and you take Simon as your partner the next time we play corners." He gave a huff of laughter and nodded. We traded tiles, and I tucked the money into my purse, 1 talent and 4. A small step closer. After a moment's thought, I tucked my tile into my pocket. "Aren't you going to keep trading down?" Will asked. I shook my head. "I think I'll keep this slot." He frowned. "Why? What can you do with 4 days except fret and thumb twiddle?" "Same as anyone," I said. "Prepare for my admissions interview." That's the page. My name is Nick.
I'm Drea.
I'm Jeremy, and I have noticed some discrepancies in the text.
Ooh. Do tell.
So, read the last sentence of the paragraph where Fella like turns and walks away.
"Promise me you'll let me know if you change your mind."
No, the paragraph after that.
She smiled again, then gave a half wave and walked off across the courtyard.
The last sentence of that paragraph.
"Except instead of casting ripples on the water, the heads of young men turned to watch her as she passed."
You're so right, Jeremy!
In my edition, and I guess Jordana's too, which is later than yours, the line is, "Except instead of casting ripples on the water, her passing turned the heads of young men."
Which is the same in mine.
And that is a much clearer, simpler sentence.
Agreed. And it is, I think, clearer in the metaphor.
Yes.
Good copy editing.
Yes.
So far, I think we're at even with the copy edits.
Oh, right.
How many days does he get, according to Will? You said 4 days.
4 days?
In my edition, it is 5.
Oh.
There are 5 days.
Uh-huh. So I suspect there was a discrepancy in the calendar that Rothfuss forgot what day was what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. I want to check mine. What paragraph is that in, Jeremy?
It's towards the end. It's like one line. He frowned. "Why? What can you do with 5 days except fret and thumb twiddle?"
Okay. Well, I'm finding that. You guys do your thing.
I find Will very funny, more so than ever before. Mm-hmm. And that might just be because Will is more comfortable with Quoth, or it might be that we're getting better at reading him for humor, but
he has a very dry wit.
But it's a good wit. Yes. Strong wit.
Yes.
Just to confirm, mine also says 5 days.
Yeah. He's a little bit like our friend Graham in that sense. I think that like his humor is difficult to parse if you don't know him well, but once you do know him, he's very funny.
Yeah, he almost seems unfriendly here, like from a more further off perspective. Like when he's talking about empathy, he's not being mean because
he's
ripping on his buddy. I jumped the gun yesterday by talking about Fella touching Quoth's chest. That was on today's page, not yesterday's page.
I also think
that... just imagine that I talked about it today. Sorry.
Well, if you can go over, like, how you felt about that interaction, because I think I read it differently.
She smiles at him, running her knuckles along the front of her cloak, which is on his chest, and then she bites her lip again and says, "I still owe you one."
She says, I'm glad you like it,
mm-hmm.
but I still owe you something. But, like, Nick, it sounded like you were reading that as her being...
flirty?
Look, whether or not my performance was exemplary...
No.
What is your perspective here?
No, I'm trying to figure out what it was that I disagreed with, because I can't remember what you said. for me, the Knuckles thing is like kind of her appreciating her work.
No, she's appreciating his rocket bod.
It's like in real life, you like the elbow touch.
I hate it when people touch my elbow.
Okay, that's true. You're a bad example, but like,
but no, we like it when a girl who is flirting with us
touches your elbow.
Yeah, whenever like certain people who are flirty,
or, you know, a person who's flirting with us.
Yeah, certain people who are flirty express that flirtatiousness by casual touching, which if one is receptive to flirting, is an indicator that this person is interested.
Or touching, if one is receptive to touching.
Yes. If one does not have a safety bubble.
Yes. So, like, I know people in my life who, like, I don't even know if they're doing it consciously, like, if they're intending to be flirty, but
they
are.
Some people are just touchers.
Some people are touchy, and also, like, some people, like, have a certain way about them, a certain charisma. It's, like, it says something about Fella's charisma that was not really clear in the previous book, perhaps because all Quoth's interactions with her are sort of one-on-one, but like she is the kind of hot girl who literally makes people like turn their heads as she goes.
Yes, I enjoy the cartoonish idea of the ripple effect of like men's heads turning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally the distracted boyfriend meme. And then Quoth is like, you know, in case we, the reader, have not picked up on what's going on here, which clearly we have in our last four pages of analysis, but Will makes it obvious.
Very
like, she's
clear.
Flirting with you. You didn't notice? You dumbass. Why did I wait? Why didn't I get in there and flirt with her? Because you're too dumb to see it.
And then Quoth goes, she's just friendly. Quoth, even when being told, waves it off.
Yes. Quoth, not the most self-aware person.
Well, he's got bigger problems.
He does have bigger problems.
Like, I kind of get it. I think if Quoth was higher on the hierarchy of needs, he would probably pay more attention.
Yeah, that's a good point. That part of the reason he doesn't recognize that she's flirting with him is because his mind is on, how am I going to...
He doesn't have that luxury.
Yeah, exactly.
All he has to do is make himself into a boy toy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He has to find a sugar mama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he needs to become a sugar baby.
That's right. Will is
he
also...
needs to become a sugar glider.
Yes, he can subsist in the forest from swooping from tree to tree.
Those are so cute.
Much like Foaf.
Eating sap, I guess? What do sugar gliders eat?
Do they eat like sugar cane?
Nick, you're doing that thing.
It's true, but it's a bit. So okay. It's okay.
Oh, I see. It's okay when Nick does it as a bit.
Yes, it is.
Willem is delivering some important exposition, too. It's not as if you can study in the archives, remember? Because you got kicked out of the archives in the last book because you pissed off the master archivist?
Well, it's doing double duty because, A, he pissed off the archivist and got banned, but also Quoth has found the way in, and so it's not actually banned as far as he is concerned.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Quoth, oh, I guess we haven't got there yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
There's still the issue, though, of like finding the right book in the archives, which he would have to do without the help of Scrivs.
True. I guess he hasn't really realized how dire that is.
I think, well, something we can infer that happened sort of off screen between the last book and this book is that he's probably spent some time in the archives since Fella explained to him what a nightmare it is to find stuff in there.
Yeah.
He also might do some more spying.
Honestly, it seems weird to me that he trades his spot away for so little, given how desperate he is for money.
Yeah, I thought
But
that
I feel like
well.
I'm forgetting, like, I feel like that is supposed to be telling us that Quoth has some other plan for getting more
money. Well, I think it's also not a big trade. Right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because the tile's not that much better, I don't think.
Mm, but, like, a jot is, like, pennies.
But pennies are valuable?
I guess it's, like, a quarter.
I mean, it's hard to say, right? Like, it's, a jot is, what, a tenth of a talent?
Something like that.
And a talent seems to go a very long way.
Yeah.
So you can probably buy a few mules with a jot. I don't know. I don't want to think about it too much.
Yeah, best not to think about it too much.
Math.
We can pull up the
as with most things
the Sheldish currency converter that Roth has published somewhere.
Let's not.
So, yeah, let's not. Actually, I'm going to. You carry on.
It's in the book, is it not?
Yeah, but there's an actual online one.
Yeah, and there's a book sitting right in front of you that has it.
No, it's like you punch it in and it does the math for you.
I see. I can't believe you're actually bringing it up.
Well, you know what? We talked about it.
Fine.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about on this page for Nana?
No.
And I guess we just have to wait for Nick to do his math.
Stop. I can't deal. Okay, I actually can't find it.
Ha.
So,
listeners, you can do the math for us.
And you can find it.
Yeah, write us and tell us how much a jot is.
In relation to a talent.
Yes, but only the first person who writes us will get the prize.
What's the prize?
The prize is Jordana's gold.
No, I don't have any gold.
No, because you hit it.
I don't have any gold to hide. You know what?
That's what someone who has a lot of gold they're trying to keep hidden would say.
You guys can find my gold on tomorrow's page.
Of?
The wind.